This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Ulrich. World Malaria Day, April 25th, is a day for the entire world to look at the problem that remains a killer but is completely treatable and, more importantly, preventable. The Lutheran Malaria Initiative's Martha Mitkos says in the United States, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is one of the many church bodies worldwide observing this special time period and doing something about malaria.
World Malaria Day is an opportunity for us to not only think about the people that are suffering from malaria, but bring awareness to the community as to what malaria is and how we can fight it as a church body and throughout the world in this connected link that we have in helping our partner churches to end malaria deaths in Africa.
Martha Mitkos notes that the headquarters of the LCMS is particularly decked out in a colorful way.
By oranging out malaria, we're trying to just bring awareness to everyone as to what's happening and what's going on at the International Center to help raise awareness and raise funds for the initiative. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, in partnership with Lutheran World Relief, has already raised $7.6 million, and we are at 26% of our LCMS congregations that are engaged in raising funds for the initiative, which is really exciting. We have never had this level of participation in a synod-wide initiative before.
Also taking a page from the Lutheran effort to combat malaria, the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod joined the staff in a special observation.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is going orange. We're oranging out malaria. Orange happens to be one of the colors of the Lutheran Malaria Initiative's logo. So we kind of grabbed hold of that, and everything this week at the International Center is orange, including Pastor Harrison wearing a rabat that was made by a pastor's wife up in Michigan that has sent that to him as a gift. So he wore that as we started doing our walks against malaria.
Lutheran World Relief is one of the partners of the Lutheran Malaria Initiative, and its president, Reverend John Nunes, says it's important to inform the public about the cause of malaria, the mosquito.
Typically is most active between maybe 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., and that's why the mosquito nets are so effective. This sort of mosquito is the one that carries the strain of malaria that's most deadly. When you sleep under a mosquito net, your breathing attracts the mosquito, from what I understand. So almost terms like bait. The mosquito lands on the insecticide-treated net, and that kind of mosquito is eliminated. It goes to mosquito heaven or wherever they go.
Nunes says properly treated mosquito nets for those children who may be impacted by these carrier insects are fairly inexpensive. Meanwhile, the Lutheran Malaria Initiative has plenty of information, including videos and information about the disease slowing in Africa over the past decade, on their website, lutheranmalaria.org, where you can also find a way to donate to the Lutheran Malaria Initiative.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.